Mike, can you believe my niece and nephew are so humongous?
I can believe it. I saw them.
You met them?
Aren't they huge?
On FaceTime. They're big. No.
No, we FaceTimed. I was trying to call them before I got to Mike's apartment to record, but I didn't get a hold of them until I got here. And I figured, you know, they should know Uncle Mike.
That's me.
That's you.
Uncle Mike.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
And Josh, we found out that they kind of know Uncle Josh because my brother has played, I guess, the PG or G seconds of this podcast that exists.
That's fucking cool.
Dude, what the hell?
Come on.
This is why you're their least favorite uncle.
Or the coolest.
Yeah.
No. Well, this Elliot liked you. She jumped in when she was really interested in how you said you like candy.
Yeah, but she didn't. I said I like Reese's peanut butter cups, and she's like,
I was actually shocked. How has she not had them?
Don't know what that is. I don't know.
Elliot has met me also.
Elliot has met you also. That's true. She's met you both, come to think of it.
In person.
Yeah. Anyway, she's humongous now, and she has long hair. And apparently, the teachers are also on strike in, what is it? Victoria Island? Is that right? Vancouver Island.
Yeah. Vancouver Island.
Or at least in Victoria specific. I don't know. But strikes everywhere.
Yeah. Ours just ended, though.
Ours is over?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey.
Hey.
Kids can learn again?
Kids can learn
again.
In Chicago. But Elliot's going to have to wait a little longer. Sorry, Elliot. Don't worry. We'll make this an educational podcast.
Yep. That's our promise to you.
Or at least Uncle Josh's.
I don't have anything educational to talk about.
Already breaking promises to children. That's great, Josh.
No, let's see here. I can teach you guys a fact.
All right. And you swear it's true?
I haven't verified the sources, but I don't know. My girlfriend told me, and I am like, I assume she's not lying for the sake of lying.
Jesus, man. At least just tell them 1 + 1 = 2. Get yourself out of the bushes.
No.
Before you start taking just like, I heard this from someone. All right, go ahead.
Do you know what roving is? R-O-V-I-N-G.
No,
I don't think so.
It sounds like something someone would do in the outfield.
No, it's a noun.
Oh.
Roving is wool that is ready to be spun into yarn.
That's a great fun fact. And you're sure that's true, right?
I told you I'm not sure, but unless she's lying to me, it is true.
So it's post sheep, pre yarn.
Yeah. Like she grew up on a farm. Her mom had like llama wool that was spun into yarn that she sold. Like she should be a subject matter expert on this.
The amount of times we've skirted around the word sheer is really amazing.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison.
Did you know my name?
I said Josh Harrison. I keep calling him Harrison.
It's because we were talking about the sheep.
It's and there's a sh right before.
Anyway, say my name.
Tepa Johnny.
And now say your name.
And me, Mike Bogart.
There we go.
We can splice that together.
I don't even think we need to.
I've recently discovered how great a show Survivor is.
Recently, huh?
I noticed that from your Plex behavior.
Oh.
Yeah.
P.S. Thank you again for Plex.
You've been Plex creeping.
Well, it's up there. I'm like, who's watching Survivor? It's not me.
Must be Josh.
Must be Josh is what I figure.
Yeah. It is me. So I first started looking into this because of that podcast Due by Friday that I love because Max loves Survivor. And so I started looking into it and I watched like the finale of last season. I was like, this is interesting. And then I started watching it this season in its entirety. That show is fucking great.
Interesting.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like
I believe it.
My old roommate, Peter, used to watch it every season.
The way that they weave together, like, it's not about the physical challenges. The physical challenges are interesting. I mean, those have been interesting since we watched, like, Double Dare as kids. But the way that there's, like, the social intrigue that builds and, I don't know. It's just, they have mastered the craft of creating the show. They're on season, like, 39 or something. So they have done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. They do 2 seasons a year.
At that point, are you even really a survivor? So many of you have made it to the other side.
Yeah. I wonder if they've ever, they probably haven't done this, but like Taskmaster, that other show that I like, that game show, not really a reality show, but they do what's called the Champion of Champions, where every season there's one winner and there are five contestants, and every five seasons, I guess they've only done this once because they're only on season 9 so far, but they did a Champion of Champions like mini season where they brought in the five champions to see who is like the ultra champion.
Stop saying champions. And yeah, I think Survivor has done this a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Okay. Well, I haven't watched back seasons. But anyway, I had a pretty upsetting thing happen to me yesterday. I saw that movie Jojo Rabbit, which was really funny, really good. I liked it a lot.
Are these things related, or did you just take like a big hard right turn?
I thought he was going to say plane crash.
Oh, okay.
Desert Island.
They are related. And so I was looking up something about that movie, and I accidentally spoiled this week's Survivor for myself.
Oh, no.
How?
How? Yeah, that's a great question, Mike.
So I was reading stuff on Reddit about Jojo Rabbit.
Wait. Did you Google Jojo Rabbit Survivor spoilers?
No. No.
Because how else are you going to end up in this place?
And somebody said, I saw on Gold Derby that Scarlett Johansson might be up for an Oscar because of her performance in Jojo Rabbit, and she was excellent in the movie. And I'm like, what is Gold Derby? I've never heard of that before. And I figured maybe it's like early Oscar predictions website or something like that. Like, that would make sense. Gold
maybe.
Derby, you know, making these gold statues, whatever. And so I just searched Google for Gold Derby, and the very first Google News article that comes up is so-and-so voted off the island. He/she is really upset and like was taken by surprise or whatever.
Okay.
First article. It's just like a TV and movie news site.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
So let me just make a couple of observations here. One, hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Josh sure is an inquisitive young man, isn't he?
He Googles.
Someone says something or talks about something else, uh-huh. He is right there.
Yeah, he is. That sounds like Josh.
He wants to be in the know.
Yeah.
And second, Josh, they don't really make those kinds of pointed websites anymore.
Well,
like single-purpose websites?
No, they definitely do.
Tell me a website that only does like one thing.
I mean, there are like at least in my line of work in the video game space, there are websites for specific games, like news sites for specific games.
Yeah, but even that is like a ton. I'm talking, there's one website I'm sure you can go to where you're like, just show me a clock, and it's just a clock that counts. Like Gold Derby, just focusing on the Oscar race year-round, maybe. It just like, it begs the question, why not expand? <You know? laughs>
Okay, sure, but even if this expanded a little bit into other TV news, that's kind of shitty.
It is shocking it made it to Survivor. It really is.
Yeah, to be like the number one story that pulls into Google News where the spoiler is in the headline.
Mm. So did you click it?
No, I didn't click it. I watched the episode last night. It was still a good episode, but like I would have enjoyed it so much more if I didn't know what was coming at the end.
Wait, so it's happened already, right? Like the Survivor thing has happened?
Yeah, the Survivor episode aired last Wednesday. And granted, I didn't get to watch it until Saturday, so it's kind of on me, but
that's fine. Stop blaming yourself. That's not what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you earlier, you obfuscated the spoiler. Why don't you just say it if it's done now? What happened on Survivor?
Well, because I don't know, maybe somebody else is in the same position that I am.
Yeah, he's got to pay it backwards.
But for how long?
Okay, fine. If you haven't seen episode 6 of season 39 of Survivor, stop listening and
Jesus Christ. How have they managed to make it this far?
And jump ahead like a minute or something. Oh, God, I just realized, what if Quinn watches Survivor and she hasn't watched it yet?
Well, we pay her for this.
Oh, my God. Mike, that's ruthless. You should be on Survivor. Mike, Josh, would Mike win on Survivor?
I don't think Mike would win on Survivor. Mike would well at the like physical challenges, but I don't think that your social game would be up to snuff because you need to like lie to people to their faces.
Mm. Dude, he just threw a perfectly innocent person the money card.
That's true.
That's hey, pretty ruthless.
Maybe I have it in me.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, that's like the reason that I bring this up is my instead of is instead of just like disconnecting from the internet until you watch a TV show or a movie after it comes out,
mm-hmm.
how can I save myself from spoilers?
Earplugs, number one.
Okay, that wouldn't have saved me this time though.
Blindfold.
Earplugs, blindfold.
Number two.
Okay.
Isolation.
Restraints.
Darkness.
A cellar?
No windows, right?
Yeah. Down there, tied up.
Wear a backpack filled with gruel that you can eat through a straw.
Yeah, like a camelback. One of those hiking backpacks with the tubes.
Don't worry. You'll only have to do this as long as you need to.
Only eat when you're hungry, though.
Until you're ready to watch. Apparently you got to wait, right? So just keep doing this until you get to that day, and then it'll be perfect.
Yeah, you'll never find out.
Well, I don't have to wait. So that's kind of my thing, that like I was hoping for a solution that would let me continue to live my life and go to work and hang out with friends and like do all kinds of stuff until I can watch. Because if I'm isolating myself, then I could just like watch immediately, right?
You want to be comfortable, survivor.
Right, right.
Okay. That's different.
Well, he's got to be out in the world.
No friends.
I guess avoid your friends. That's something. But I don't think he wants to do that, Mike.
Yeah. Mm. And that also wouldn't have saved me from yesterday, because even though I did see the movie with a friend, shout out to Ben, listener of the show.
Shout out, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I did this Googling afterwards when I was by myself.
What the hell, man? So we're really, truly supposed to stop you from yourself?
Well, I don't know. Like, you really can't come up with anything creative? I was thinking of some sort of, like, internet filter so I could put in the names of the shows that I watch, and anytime there is an article or a tweet or a Facebook post or anything that includes that name of the show, it just filters it out. Like, Twitter lets you do that, but...
Yeah, and Tappan has done things before where he sends me fake websites that have my name in them and stuff. Like CNN.com says Mike Bogart arrested for something bad, you know?
That's great.
We could do that. Just give you a bunch of fake ones, and then you'll never know which one is real.
You want to flood the market with fake news.
Exactly.
That's actually brilliant. Yeah. If I see an article saying every single person was voted off the island this week, then I'll have no idea which one.
This sounds eerily familiar. I feel like we've been onto this idea before, but basically you're saying you'll block against a term. Okay, that sounds straightforward, I guess.
Yeah.
But what if instead of just like hiding it from you, it told you that the spoiler was there in a really loud and alarming way, like in such a threatening way that you would never click it, just instead of hiding it? I figure the fear that'll be instilled in Josh now, well, now he'll just avoid spoilers more and more naturally.
Yeah.
It's like when you zap a, what do you zap? A rat? I don't want to zap rats. I'll just zap Josh.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you come across a spoiler that might have news that you're interested in, we'll send an electrical current through your mouse and just zap you a little.
That's a really good idea. He texted us. Is he gone?
Is he gone again?
Fucking.
Second time I've killed him with an experiment on this show.
I went to clock.com.
Yeah.
Not a website.
Clock.com is not a website?
No.
Bullshit.
You can buy it. It's one of those fake ones, you know?
Yeah.
That says clock.com at the top and then just a bunch of spammy ads for kinds of clocks.
Doesn't Josh have inroads into the internet domain marketplace?
I think so.
Josh, how much would clock.com run us?
Well, if it wasn't already registered, only like 10 bucks a year or something, but it is registered to somebody else and somebody else has a placeholder and they probably are trying to sell it for like 50 grand or something.
50 grand?
If you are starting a business called Clock, then yeah, 50 grand to be able to get a...
First of all, I'd never start a business called Clock, so let's get that out of the way. But second of all, rappers spend money on expensive watches all the time just to flex on each other. Imagine if a rapper bought fucking clock.com. Okay? It's a really great flex.
That's a cool move.
It's only $50,000?
That's not expensive.
I don't know if that's what it is. I'm just like throwing a number out there. I know that they get exorbitantly expensive.
Josh, call your sources. Find out. We need to know.
Well, if somebody else owns it, then you need to make a deal with that individual person. It's not like... It's not a marketplace where you can just go online and check out.
Can you find out who owns it?
Yes, that I can do. There's something called Who Is.
Who is? I don't trust this.
Yeah, it's literally Who Is. It's one word. W-H-O-I-S.
Wait, is Mike on there?
Hoist.
Yeah, you own MikeBogart.com, right?
I own MichaelBogart.com.
MichaelBogart.com. Let's see what MichaelBogart.com.
You're a who's who?
I'm a who's who.
So who is Mike Bogart? He is the man who owns MichaelBogart.com?
You created it on GoDaddy.
Yep, that's me.
Mike sounds like he just ran into a psychic in the street. Oh my God, how did he know that? Give us more details.
Hang on, I need to do a little captcha here.
Prove you're not a robot.
Yeah.
Did he pass? I bet he didn't pass.
No, well, the first one was click all the fire hydrants, and there were no fire hydrants in the picture.
How'd you know that, though? You've been machine learning about fire hydrants, Josh?
But, yeah, Mike's stuff is private, which is good.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
Private? So how would you have gotten in touch with Mike?
MichaelBogart.com at domainsbyproxy.com is how I could email, and that would, like, forward the email over to you.
At domainsbyproxy?
Yeah, .com.
Who's at domainsbyproxy?
I don't know. They're probably related to GoDaddy or something.
Weird. So who owns clock.com?
Let's check that one. Clock.
Let's fucking get this thing.
.com.
I honestly think 50 Cent will hang out with us after we do this.
This will be the thing that explodes.
Oh, here we go. Clock.com is for sale. Listed for sale at one of our partner sites. We might be getting somewhere, boys.
Okay.
How much is it?
It's loading. It is loading very
slowly.
This
is honestly the most anxious I've been in months. Okay.
Oh my God. It was like loading and now it gave me a different loading screen.
See, this clock.com rabbit hole goes deep.
Dude, it's behind firewalls.
So we're going to need to make this a follow-up for a future episode.
Why?
This premium domain is available for sale via the Unregistry Market, which sounds like a black market.
I told you there was a market that? For domains. You fucking mocked me,
no,
not
listen,
3 minutes ago.
If you would like more information, please provide your contact info and a representative from our partner will contact you shortly.
Oh my God.
Clock.com.
Okay. Clock.com is... we're in the black market.
Wow.
Of domains.
We're deep already.
What other domains must exist here?
Hang on. I am filling it in with my info. I'm even giving them my real phone number here because I want to know how much this is.
I'm really nervous for you, Josh, but at the same time, you know, YOLO and everything.
Yeah.
Content creators.
People still say that?
Yeah.
But, okay, so I submitted my information. Oh, wait. I submitted it. Do you want to buy this premium domain, clock.com? Yes, I want to buy the domain. No, cancel my inquiry. Yes.
Say
I
yes.
want to buy this domain.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Josh, would you like to give your domain broker another way to contact you? I could give them my WhatsApp? No, email is fine.
Who is our domain broker?
Wait,
I don't know.
Josh,
like,
you're going to get shot.
Wait, we need to come up with a shadow broker.
Oh, my God. They're asking me to give them a second email address?
Josh. Get out of there.
No.
Get out of there.
Is this my correct time zone? Yes. Los
time
Angeles.
Time zone?
Yes.
Why
oh, my God.
Time
here we go.
Oh, no.
It is a lot more expensive than $50,000. The owner of this name suggests an offer of at least $1.5 million USD for us to be able to start negotiation.
Clock.com is worth $1.5 million just to start the conversation.
That's incredible.
Rappers or just the rich, consider this.
Yeah, get on this. This is a big opportunity.
He or she or they who owns clock.com owns time, except not time.com, as we know it. This is your flex opportunity of, now I should have said lifetime. I used time earlier, too early. Anyway, buy clock.com, and then if you could shout us out, that'd be great.
I'm putting in an offer of $19.
$19?
Dude, he's going to put a hit on you.
You're going to die, Josh.
Oh, it doesn't let me do it. Price does not meet the minimum offer.
Put in $2
million. $2 million? Okay. $2 million. I wonder if they can see my history and they see that I go from $19 to $2 million.
Oh, they're serious.
Oh, they do. Oh, my God, they do. Vincent, domain broker. This is not a live chat. I will be in contact shortly by email. If I can better reach you at an alternative email address than the one you submitted, please let me know. Here we go. it looks like a chat window. And then on my side, made a low offer of $19, 12:21 p.m. 12:22 p.m. made an offer of $2 million.
Okay, dude, the paper trail is real.
That's so embarrassing. You're immediately fucking, your cover's blown.
Okay.
Do you think Vincent's first question is, how did you hear about us?
Oh my God. Vincent's Skype name is Vinny the Baker.
No. We shouldn't be giving out personal. Also, what are you doing, Josh? Get out of there.
I'm scared. I went thrift shopping yesterday.
Ooh.
What?
Thrifting.
I get the song now.
Oh, the Macklemore song?
It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
This is my first time.
You've never been to a thrift shop before.
Not for shopping. For donating or selling or whatever I have, but never for the shopping.
Well, okay. How about that? Where'd
There's
you go?
There's so much stuff.
Yeah, man.
It was called Crossroads Trading Company.
Which Crossroads?
The one in Lincoln Park.
All right.
Clark.
Did you know, in order to have, according to my new understanding of thrifting, you need to go through the entire store for it to be considered like a browsed experience?
No.
So you didn't look through every option?
Wait, you need to do that?
Yeah, man. You got to see what's in right now, because the whole store won't be there the next time you come back. Stuff changes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty thrilling. I got to be honest.
It's pretty great.
You're a thrifter now?
I've been thrifted for. Lauren enjoys
okay.
to shop.
Uh-huh.
And so she got me a couple cool shirts.
Nice.
I've been wearing them.
And you like them?
I do like them.
Would you go thrifting?
I have been, but I have an aversion to standing while shopping.
Okay.
Real problem.
Not a lot of benches in the thrift shops.
Not a lot of benches in a lot of clothing stops. Except, and then you sit down and you realize, you know, who you are now, and you've reached
yep.
kind of that
yeah,
phase.
This is what I'm doing.
And it's immediate self-reflection. Yeah. And then there's a mirror there for literal self-reflection. And it's like...
It's a bad time.
Yeah. So, like, I enjoy it. I just wish I didn't have to stand.
Okay.
So, how do you shop without standing, though? Like, if you're trying on shoes or something, I get it. You need the bench. But, like, I don't know. If you go to a Best Buy or something, how are you not standing while shopping?
My shopping is very pointed. I'm in there for a reason.
You're, like, okay. sniping yeah. items.
So, it's the browsing that you need the sitting for.
Well, yeah. I'm not really standing in a store unless I'm browsing, you know. All other times, I'm moving.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like a shark.
Okay.
Constantly swimming to breathe.
Yeah. But when you stop, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You die. It doesn't matter how good you look. You sink to the very bottom of the ocean.
I found some great stuff.
Nice.
I found some pants. I found some shirts I never would have found before.
Yeah.
Like, this really impressed me.
Now, do you feel odd that other people have worn this?
I do. A little bit. It smelled like other people's clothes. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Did you
just
wash it?
No.
You didn't wash it, Mike?
Well, I haven't worn them yet.
Okay.
Still.
But I will wash them. But like, so on the, like, rimming the store.
What the fuck?
On the walls.
Okay.
They had like special items, you know, hung up.
Okay, I like somehow know what you're saying.
The fancy ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's like people's dream finds.
Yeah.
Like Dorothy's shoes from The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
Wow.
I want to know, when you walk into a thrift store, what's your dream find on the wall? What's in there and it's perfect? You have to buy it.
Wow.
No matter what it costs.
Well, will you first share with us yours?
Mine wasn't in there.
Oh, so you know what it is?
I don't know what it is yet.
You just don't, you weren't inspired.
I'm just
enough.
Starting this journey.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never thought about older clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Only new ones.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of old clothes.
Right.
Some of them are good.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll think on mine. Josh, do you have one?
I think I would want like a cool necklace.
Wow, did not see
cool
that coming.
Cool necklace.
Well, okay. Like a gold chain.
Had
something.
To be gold.
Mm.
Yeah. Had to be gold.
Okay.
Now, are you saying like a thin chain or like a
links?
Links?
Well, I don't know. I've never done this before. And that's like, I feel like going secondhand would save me some of the expense of potentially making a fool out of myself here.
Potentially. But let me ask, what's inspired? You're telling me that your dream purchase at this moment is a gold chain. So a lot has happened.
Yeah. How did we get to this?
I mean,
moment?
I guess not really. I don't know. My goal, I don't really have a dream purchase at a thrift store. I've been thrift shopping, I think, once. So I'm in like the same boat as Mike. I'm definitely not a frequent thrifter. That's a mouthful.
Are you a memorabiliaist?
Not really.
A collector, Mike?
Tappan can vouch for this. My apartment is pretty minimalist, is one way to put it.
Yes.
Wait, I disagree. What are you talking about? You had every single one of those little Nintendo Switch toys that you used for Super Smash Bros. At one point.
Yeah, but I like got those through work and stuff.
Still had them. Displayed them.
Yeah, but I got rid of them.
They're gone now.
And also, they did something. They weren't just like... I've never like bought something like that just for the sake of displaying it. Like this, they did stuff in games, and then I found a way that I can basically fake that with only needing to own one thing, and so that's what I do now.
Wow, so you really hate decorations.
I don't hate decorations. I'm not much of a memorabilia guy, although, I don't know, if I could find something that was like really special from like a movie that I loved or something, then I would probably display that. Like if I could get the dude's poncho from Big Lebowski, I would like frame that like a jersey and put that up.
Okay, so you walk into a thrift store, you see that, you would buy it and you would frame it? You wouldn't wear it?
I'd wear it at least once, but I'd be afraid that I would ruin it.
Dude, who cares? It's yours now.
Yeah, I guess.
It's meant yours to be ruined.
What if you got Han Solo's vest?
Wow.
Oh, that would be cool.
Ooh, I would wear that around.
What you basically want is for that lobby in Cinerama to be a thrift store.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be great. You could go shopping and see a movie, and that would be like your most fulfilling time. And they have popcorn.
Yeah, they got that chocolate popcorn. That's amazing.
All right, so that's what we'll do. We'll switch an entire store around from a movie theater for you. You know what I was thinking? You know how every thrift store, well, some thrift stores have like a teeny tiny electronic section?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they have like that grating wall in the back that you can like hook stuff to.
There used to be videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if I could get like a brand new Sega Genesis.
Oh.
And like a whole bunch of Sega Genesis games.
Yeah.
Because I have very fond memories of playing NBA Jam as a child on Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And I just haven't come across that in a long time.
Okay.
That's what I'd do. I'd buy a Sega Genesis, hopefully for $10. No one would ever sell it for $10.
They might. It's old.
Yeah, I mean, I sold my Dreamcast for $10.
What?
Yeah.
When did you sell your Dreamcast?
It's gone. Years ago.
Why?
I wasn't going to play it.
To whom?
I don't know. Some kid.
Some kid?
Some kid, yeah. That's a whole separate thing.
I don't remember who it was. Some person.
Was it like a Craigslist thing, or did you go out on the street corner being like, Dreamcast for sale?
Honestly, I think it was at a garage sale, a physical sale in my mom's garage.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks. You had the guns, too.
I had it all. I had it all.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Now, do you have anything now? Like, it sounds like you're longing for something. Is there something?
I wish I had that Dreamcast back.
So if you went into a thrift store and saw your own Dreamcast, that's your dream purchase?
I mean, are you kidding me? My own original?
Were there any distinguishing marks?
I mean, no. I don't know.
What about the time you bit the entire thing?
My dog did used to chew on all my stuff. It probably has some Jackson marks on it.
Could you verify that?
I could verify that.
Dude.
I have old photos.
We need to get you your own video games back.
Okay. Okay.
That's what we'll do at the thrift store.
House of the Dead 2, please.
Oh, that was so much fun.
We're meeting G over there.
You will remember I exercised a few weeks ago.
Formally?
Yeah, remember I went
in
to
a class.
That?
Oh, yeah, boxing.
I went to half bar, half boxing.
Yeah.
Do you also remember that I said it was the first of two punishments?
I do remember that.
Well, the second one has come a punishing.
Oh.
On Halloween, no less.
Spooky.
Yeah, it was bring your boo to bar night.
That's
nice.
So you weren't the only gentleman there this time.
This time I was one of three. But
that's the one I wanted to go to.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was a pretty full class.
Yeah, I
gotta
say.
It. But this time it was all bar.
All bar.
All bar the
whole
time. No boxing. It was hard.
I bet.
It was hard, and like I had the jelly legs, but I gotta say, I think doing it 3 weeks ago, it made the jelly legs not as bad this time.
I bet. That's what exercising
See, but this is the other thing, is that like now I'm kind of into exercising for a second.
Oh, okay.
And I really don't like that.
Why not?
Wait, you used to love going to the gym.
I know, but it like I'm so slow and thorough with everything. Exercising takes forever. I can't give up this time. I have to work again, remember?
True.
So I don't know what to do here.
You could go faster.
No, I did that.
Do less?
You could quit your job.
No, they'll go like, go up and go down and go up. And then they go more tempo. So I tried the faster. It's not the solution for me, even though I can hang.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about.
Okay.
But Josh, I quit my job so I can exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I feel like I'll have a whole other thing that I have to deal with.
A new job.
Mentally.
Exercising.
No, you loved having no job for a year.
I know, that's true. But like, it's just weird that I'd be exercising all the time now. Because I didn't do that when I had no job.
No. I'm not saying do 40 hours a week of exercising. I'm just saying that if you have all that time, then you can spend, you know, 2 hours at the gym or whatever you would normally do, and then still have an extra 6 hours that you would have spent at the office that now you can go out and do fun shit with.
That's a good point.
Okay, well, but here was my instead of. It was going to be instead of exercising. Can we check on the progress of that suit that you wear that exercises your muscles again? How's that doing?
Okay. That's not a thing.
It has to be by now.
It's not going
to
be a thing.
It is now November 2019. It's impossible that there's not a bodysuit out there that makes you buff simply by wearing it.
Why don't we... I mean, I don't know. Big budget Hollywood movies always have advisors in different fields to make things feel more authentic, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you go and reach out to whoever wrote Captain America, the first one, and find out where the idea for Captain America came from. Because he was just this scrawny kid. He looked like you.
Yeah, but he didn't want to not exercise. He wanted to actually exercise a lot, including his rights.
Yeah, but then he didn't have to. Like, overnight, he just became the buffest dude ever.
The Machine!
The Machine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, you're saying I don't need to wear it like all the time, like exercise to keep my body going. I just take a one-time drugs.
Just go in the machine once.
And just roll with it.
Yeah.
Did that sound painful? He screamed a lot.
Would that be worth it to you to be buff?
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
How many minutes of pain?
How long was that scene, Josh?
That scene was probably 4 minutes long.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of pain, Mike.
4 minutes of solid pain, yeah.
Excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
For a lifetime of buffness.
Yep.
And you never have to do anything.
And let's not undersell that the side effects come with Captain America's powers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is an obvious yes.
You would have the power to hold on to a helicopter taking off and have every woman and everybody that's interested in men swoon over how good your bicep looked in that scene.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't even have to exercise to get it?
No.
And I'd have it forever?
You would just need 4 minutes of pain.
You have to want to exercise the whole time, though.
No, why?
You have to have the Captain America attitude.
Why?
That's the secret.
I don't want
that's
the
only reason he's allowed to have it, because he genuinely...
Do you think you could bear the pain? What's the most painful thing you've been through? I had one when I was a kid. I slipped on like the side of a bathtub and smashed my face into the toilet, and my front two teeth cracked.
Ouch!
That shit hurt. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I really should have put like hurt spoiler tags. But that experience, I wonder if I had come out on the other side of that as like, I don't know, Captain Tooth or whatever the fuck equivalent.
Okay, imagine this. What if you had like the whitest, most perfect teeth after that? Would that have been worth it?
I don't know, man. You're really asking me it was a horrible experience.
I understand.
I don't know. What's the most painful thing you guys have gone through? And spoilers to people who don't want to hear anything about pain.
Yeah.
That's the theme of November. Pain.
I don't know. I've never broken a bone. The only time I've gotten stitches, it didn't hurt at all.
What an asshole.
No, I mean, like, I dove into a pool that had a ceramic tile floating in it, and my hand, like, just brushed by the tile, and it just, like, slit the back of my hand open. But it just felt like I dove into a pool, and there was something near where my hand hit. Like, it just felt like a little smack on my hand. It didn't feel like it was cut open.
Hmm. Would you ever get beat up?
I did get sucker punched once. That sucks. Like, that feeling of not being able to breathe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that does suck.
Where you just literally get the wind knocked out of you.
When did you get sucker punched?
It was in high school sometime.
Wow. Ooh. Sorry. But did that hurt?
I mean, it was just like, there's this momentary fear where you're like, what if he collapsed my lung and I'll never be able to breathe again? Because, like, you try and breathe and you just can't catch your breath.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. It sucks.
That's
yeah.
wild. But first of all, this is how can I possibly accept your testimony on what I should do with the machine if you haven't been through anything painful in your life?
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm presenting this as an option to you. You know the trade-off, and it is your decision to make.
Would you do it?
To be that buff? To be the buffest guy ever for four you, minutes of pain? I think I would, yeah.
But you don't know pain!
Well, I would get to learn it, I guess.
Yeah, life lesson.
So you're telling me Josh would literally only have to experience pain once in his life, and then he becomes Captain America?
Pain. Well, yeah,
fucking
now that he knows
unreal.
Pain.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Mike, what about you?
My most painful thing?
You got your bell rung a lot.
Yeah, I did. No, not that much. I don't know. Surgery, I guess, but not really.
You
no.
have had a sneaky amount of surgeries.
I've had a fair amount of surgeries.
You've been in the hospital a bunch.
A fair amount.
That's a lot. Don't say it like a fair amount is a normal thing.
I mean, not that not as much as other people.
How many times have you gotten under the knife in total?
Three?
Okay.
Or four?
But like all within the last handful of years?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you had multiple hernias.
I've had two.
Okay.
But I currently have one. I just haven't
Jesus.
Gone to get it yet. Because I don't. It sucks. I don't want to do it.
It sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. I don't want to get surgery again. Maybe I'd say the worst pain, though, is my back problems I've had.
Oh, man.
The back spasms have been very rough.
I know that world.
Yeah. Oh, like long term, just chronic life altering pain.
It really is weird, isn't
yeah, it? Yeah, it sucks.
You're like, what are we going to do now?
Nothing, because my back hurts.
Well, would the Captain America thing solve that?
Yeah. Right?
Jeez.
He's too strong to get hurt. Man. That's what
yeah.
I want to be.
And after that, he started growing such cool facial and head hair.
Yeah. I mean, he's got it all going on.
All right.
Mike, if you and I are both Captain America, you mm-hmm. and I could do the best high five the world has ever seen.
We could. We could. Well, would we hurt each other or not?
Is anyone else unsatisfied that Josh hasn't had any pain?
I've had pain. I just, I mean, there was the time that I skipped across the, like, the pavement when my scooter fell out from underneath me. When I was, like, 17, there was...
Wait, what?
You've had scooter accidents.
We've talked about yeah. this on the show before. I was on a Razor scooter, and I was going downhill, and my friends and I were all like, let's crouch down while we go down this hill, because then we'll gain speed faster. And when you're down, you don't have as good control over the handlebars, because you're like reaching up and your arms have bent a little bit. And mm-hmm. so it just like wobbled out of control.
He's explaining it to me. I like that.
And
yeah.
I fell off. And I, like, skipped across the pavement and had, oh. like, the worst, like, I just completely ripped my arm open. And it was, like, a Oof. Solid, and I was, like, oh. picking pieces of pavement out. I know pain, Tappan. I just think
yeah.
that the pain of becoming Captain America would be worse than that.
It would, but, I mean, like, that's what I was asking. You do know pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you could take more. That lasted, remember, end to end. We're talking a few seconds that you went through that, right?
Well, it was still painful for, like, days afterwards, though, because it was so raw.
No, I know. So is the Captain America thing, right? Don't you feel hurt afterwards, or is it just normal?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess. But still, 4 minutes. I feel like I could do it. I could just, like, count down in my head to 240.
Man.
Yeah. It might be life-altering 240 seconds.
My head keeps going to all the times that I've been in the dentist chair and like something painful has been happening and mm-hmm. how my coping mechanism is to squeeze one hand with like the finger and the thumb of the other hand and like just keep pushing down and massaging my way along my hand, like creating mm-hmm. new pain to go through this other pain. And like to think about that kind of thing everywhere for 4 minutes, it's... Is it life-altering torture is what I wonder. That's all I wonder. And if it is, then I second-guess it. But if it's not, yeah, I guess strap me in. And then we don't have to exercise anymore.
You do it first.
Do it first? I guess I have been exercising most recently. Unless, did either of you guys exercise since Thursday?
Since Thursday?
No?
I
no.
went for a
Josh?
Walk.
Sorry.
No, like, that doesn't count. Yeah. So, okay, I am the most fit out of all of us in this moment. So I guess it should be me.
All right. Have fun.
I was thinking, we haven't had any new art mediums in a while, and I have one that I'd like to throw by you guys.
What's an art? Oh, like a canvas?
Yeah, like watercolor, acrylic,
oh,
oil.
Oh, never mind. Sure, sure.
Different kinds of paint?
Well, I mean, not just, yeah, just anything that you can do to create art. And I was thinking, what do we know about breakfast, most important meal of the day? What if we could also create something artistic there? By taking our rolled oats from the night before and making some art meal.
Rolled oats? From the night before?
Isn't that the thing? Don't you do overnight oats? Is it? Is that what it is? I don't
know.
Could you turn oatmeal into a sculpture that is considered art?
You could.
Rolled oats from the night before. Yes.
You guys roll oats?
I don't know. No, I don't. I do not do that.
Well, I know nobody does it now, or it would be an accepted form of art. So that's what I'm asking.
You can just buy them rolled.
What are you going to make out of oatmeal?
I don't know. Michelangelo's David?
A sculpture.
Oh, you got to copy an existing piece of art.
Art meal.
Yeah.
Art meal.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
You could afterwards, yeah. It's like a gingerbread house. It's like art you can eat.
I don't know if I've ever heard gingerbread houses called art you can eat.
Me neither.
I mean, they're usually pretty stale anyway.
Can you imagine eating a house?
Dude, I have a great idea. Picture this, Mike. Are you picturing?
Uh-huh.
Josh, are you also picturing?
Yeah.
Imagine a big cereal bowl, okay?
Uh-huh.
Actually, imagine you're in an art exhibit, all white walls, and there's like a whole bunch of, it's like a 4x4 of like standing like planks, I guess, like 2x4s, it
sure.
would, but like mm-hmm. they're art displays. And on each one, there's a cereal bowl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And inside each cereal bowl is art created vertically, a sculpture made out of cereal, different cereals. Yeah. And then when the show is done, I, the artist, I pull a little string, you see? I pull a little tiny string, and from the top of each of the sculptures rains milk, thus destroying the sculpture, but giving everyone a nice, fresh bowl of cereal to eat that was just art.
Oh.
That's art in and of itself.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I can't do that with oatmeal because gross.